content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior, the pioneers of plant-based protein. From the sun to the plant to you, go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all the products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Enviromedica, makers of Terraflora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic combining spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Find Terraflora and the full line of products at enviromedica.com. Ned CBD. Keep it simple, keep it natural with Ned CBD. And good news, animal lovers. Ned's full-spectrum hemp oil is not just for humans, it's great for humans' best friend. That's right, it's not just for you, it's for your canine or feline as well. Explore Ned's line of full-spectrum hemp products at HelloNed.com and use the code OLR at checkout for 15% off. Paleo Magazine, now all digital. Go to PaleoMagazine.com to subscribe. The Wellbeing Journal, Veg World Magazine, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and Thorne Research. Visit our dispensary at OneLifeRadio.com for 20% off and free shipping. You can find more information on all of our sponsors, including links to listener discounts, on the OneLifeRadio.com sponsor page. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Baby, do you want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You are listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, and as well on KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. How you doing today, Ronaldo?
What's up? I'm doing great. I mean, the sun's shining. I'm alive. My mother-in-law is coming into town today. She's never been to Texas.
Wow.
She's never been on a plane, and she's afraid of cats. So it's going to be an interesting weekend.
She's afraid of cats. Oh my! Well, that's a great segue into what I kind of want to open the show and ask people to. I mean, ultimately, let me finish my sentence. I'm famous for not doing that. I'm going to keep this dog. I'm way too attached to him. The new dog that I found at a Walmart parking lot almost 3 weeks ago now, and. You know, I don't want to name them quickly. I want to be sure that I pick the right name that I'm just going to love, because I'm planning on having him for probably at least 17 years, since he's a year old. Even though he's a big breed, you know, I base that on the fact that my Labrador mixed breed Mick that I have is going to be 18 years old in the fall. And I contribute that to a lot of things like good love and good food and things that we all need, right? Whether we're a canine or a human being.
Exactly.
I don't want to pick a name that's like, I don't know. Like, what's the name of the one that everybody made fun of? Was it Gwyneth Paltrow that she named her child Apple or something like that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
And then I was thinking of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. What are the name of their kids? Is it one of them?
North?
No, North?
One is North.
One of them's North.
The other one's name.
I don't know. I'm sure somebody out there listening knows, like, right now in their diet. And you can call us if you want, 214-787-1190. But so the new dog, I was thinking about calling him Love or Lovey. Is that odd?
No. I like Love. I like that name.
I love him so much. And I don't want to name him, like, Covey or something like that after a street that I found him on. I did actually think of calling him Wally because I found him at Walmart, or naming him Sam or Sammy.
Yeah, that's cool. Wally. I like Wally.
You like Wally?
Yeah.
I don't know. And
Wally Love.
Wally Love, or I love Wally.
Love Wally, I don't know.
I think when the right name comes to you, you know, right?
Lovely Wally?
I don't know. But Phoebe's the name of your cat. And so your mother-in-law's never traveled. Is that what you said? She's never traveled?
She's never been on a plane.
Whoa. Where's she coming from?
She's coming from Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, wow. Wow. And she's afraid of cats. Well,
she's afraid of cats, yes.
Well, there's no reason to be afraid of cats. I mean, cats are really docile and really like we all are, unless we're pushed into a corner maybe and have to fight. But I mean, they definitely will defend themselves. But at the end of the day, won't we all? Really?
Yes.
It comes right down to it. So hopefully she won't be too afraid of Phoebe, your cat, who your little one-year-old, Antoine, is he still terrorizing the cat, or are they starting to work it out?
Yeah, they're still at it. Because she'll swat at him. She doesn't have claws. She was declawed. We got her from somewhere else.
Oh.
And so she'll swat at him from time to time. But when she starts showing him her teeth, I have to break it up, you know. So
yeah.
I don't want her to bite him.
It's good. Well, you do. And the thing is, you just have to teach your child. And it's a good lesson, actually, for all children. And, you know, I've adopted and placed a lot of animals privately that I found on the street into homes. And I do kind of have a rule. Unless it's a family that really has a long history of animal care and understands animals, I typically would never place a pet in a home with a child under the age of 5 unless the parents are willing to teach the child that everything has boundaries, and that includes a cat. Even though we may feel superior to them, they still deserve their own space. And if they don't want to be touched, then you don't touch them, kind of like us, right?
Exactly.
So, It's all good. Well, we've got a fantastic show coming up today. I'm super excited. I've got Sean Wells at the half. We're going to be talking about MCT oil and keto. And we're also going to be talking about keto and the coronavirus. There's a lot of people now are saying that don't trust the mainstream media reporting on keto diets. According to his name is Rob Verk, and it's What Doctors Don't Tell You. And so I'm looking forward to that. And speaking of magazines, so I have Scott Miners on the line. He is the founder and editor of the Wellbeing Journal, one of my favorite publications. It's an incredible journal. I've been buying it and supporting it for years. And so let me tell you a little bit about Scott. So Scott's background is an editor of a national publication about comparative science, religion, and philosophy led him to create the Wellbeing Journal. And it is Scott's mission to understand the power of the mind over the body and of the power of nutrition for overall health and well-being. I'm so honored to have you on the show today, Scott Miners. How are you doing today, Scott?
I am fantastic. Thanks, Bernadette. How are you?
I'm good. It's a beautiful day here in Dallas. Where are you, Scott? What part of the country are you in?
We're in Tucson, Arizona area, and it's absolutely beautiful here.
I bet.
We took a walk this morning. The trees are blossoming. It's about 80 degrees now. And it'll probably be 90, but it's just really beautiful here.
That's nearby. Autumn Warren Conley, who's a regular on the show, she lives, just a little bit south of there. I'd have to look at a map near Patagonia. Is that like 100 miles south of Tucson, or am I getting my cities mixed up?
It is south of Tucson, and it's more like 40 miles south probably, because 60 miles south is the border with Mexico.
Oh, wow. I bet it's beautiful. And so is the cover of this issue I'm looking at, too. It looks like a red onion with that hasn't been clipped yet, or that was pulled off the vine. But yeah, I have to comment that your covers always appeal to me. They're always so beautifully done. Just everything in the magazine is so beautifully illustrated. It is. And the content is off the charts. And we're kind of doing like a recap today. News from the latest issue of the Wellbeing Journal, which I just picked up. It's the summer 2020 issue, because you're doing it quarterly now, right?
We have transitioned to quarterly, and we just absolutely love it. And we've added more pages as a result. So instead of a 48-page issue or 52 with cover, we've got 64 pages and or 58 with cover.
Well, the thing I like about the Wellbeing Journal is it's a wealth of information. And so we thought we'd go down the list of some of your top picks from the latest issue. But before we dig in, can you tell our listeners a little bit about your background and how you started the Wellbeing Journal?
Desperation. my son and daughter were both in school, and I had left that job of the national publication, you know, that focused on comparative sciences and philosophies around the world in 1984. And I was wondering what to do with myself. First, I was going into working on a master's degree in psychotherapy, which I was doing, but I needed an income. And I just decided I wanted to do something I loved, but I didn't want to work for somebody else. So I started the journal.
It's amazing. It is. I've read it for years. I take pride. I actually have a library of every issue that I've ever bought. And now I subscribe to it, too. I get it through the mail, but I always buy extra copies for the team, or I give them away as gifts. with a supplement sometimes. And, you know, one of them featured in this month's Wellbeing Journal. And that's what, this is why I love you guys, because, like, I'd never heard of D-Mannos. Is that how you pronounce it? D-Mannos? For UTIs is the title of the topic. I'd never heard of it before. And that's what I like about you guys, because you do the most cutting edge coverage of health and science, and just medicine in general, with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health, as you say, on the cover.
I think the journal acts sort of like a magnet for those things, because people all over the country, all over the world, send us information because they think that it would be beneficial to other people for us to publish it. So,
oh yeah,
we just have to sort through a lot of information and figure out what to put in each issue.
Well, and I noticed this about this issue in particular. So you have a recipe featured on the cover this time, and I love that because I love to cook at home. You know, I'm a foodie for sure, have been my whole life. And so, you know, before we get deep into the subjects that we want to cover today, I think this is a good time to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about all the great articles that are in this issue. And so everybody stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss it. More coming up with Scott E. Miners. He is the founder and editor of the Wellbeing Journal. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
In my head, I paint a picture. 'Cause since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. I want to come on over and stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over,
everyone? This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis and our special guest today, Scott E. Miners. He is the founder and editor of the Wellbeing Journal. Today, we're talking about news from the latest issue of the Wellbeing Journal. And we're starting with, we're starting here with this article. The first on our list is Love and Immunity. It's an inside job by Shannon McRae, PhD. She's actually been on the show before. So what makes this article so special, and why did you decide to put it into this issue, Scott?
Well, first of all, Shannon is a wonderful and wise woman with a lifetime of experiences. And her basic way of living is to be kind and loving. She has a PhD in psychology. She has incredible experiences in learning, but you would never know it talking with her, because basically you would think, I'm just sitting here, if you met her as a stranger, I'm sitting here with a very kind and present woman who...
Absolutely.
So I think, right. And so I think this, so here I am using a personal pronoun twice, and I'm in the midst of practicing avoiding the use of personal pronouns as a way to expand my own awareness, right? So after
I love that.
With personal pronouns there, so I could challenge you to we could try this together, but at any rate,
let's do it.
Or your listener could too. Okay, so Shannon, you know, so again, her the first sentence in this article, you must receive love. Wow. So
I know
that's a pregnant, yeah, that's such a pregnant statement. I mean, okay, so for example, you have to be vulnerable to receive love. And we, in our culture of an intense amount of criticism, really, everywhere you go, starting in childhood, it's very difficult to be vulnerable. And yet, if you're not vulnerable to the most subtle energy in the universe, which is, you could call love, then you're number one, you're not getting it for yourself, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, because you're not getting it, you're not able to actually give it to in your relationships.
I love talking about this even. I mean, that's why I love the Wellbeing Journal. I mean, just to even have this conversation, it's like a wow moment. It really is for a lot of people out there. I just don't think that we truly understand how beautiful your life can be when you're vulnerable and when you put it vulnerable and humble, you know, and like she opened this up, you must receive love. Yeah. And she also goes on to say, this is not a throwaway statement. You must feel love for yourself. It's a priority for vital health. And when you are vulnerable, like you said, I don't know about you personally, Scott, and there I'm using me words, but the greatest love I've ever been subjected to in my life is when I made myself the most vulnerable.
Yes. And then, you know, the next question is, so what do you make yourself vulnerable to? And really, when we really get down to it and look at it, that what you're making yourself vulnerable to, that's the safest thing in the world, is the flow of love that's coming from, how can you put a name on it? You know, that
right.
The love that gives us the abundance in the world, the love that grows the food on the earth, the love that gives us the air to breathe, all these very simple things, which in recent times have come to the forefront for so many of us. It's like, oh my God, thank you so much for the food supply system right now. And mm-hmm. and so all of that you could put into this, you know, when I'm vulnerable or when I recognize that I have the opportunity to let that in, well, what better thing could there be to do in your day? When you start out your day, when you're in the middle of a day after a bunch of activity, why not stop for a few minutes and just say, hey, have I been letting it in? Because if not, I'm really not feeling very good. And then Shannon mm-hmm. makes the point later on, our cells in our bodies begin to lose their precision when they're not in an environment of love. So, you know, love is a huge word. So what does it mean?
It is. Yeah, and you know what's crazy is, so I didn't put two and two together, and I haven't read this article yet. And I've had the issue for about a week. I've been carrying around several issues of them and giving them away, as I often do. But it's funny, so I did not read this beforehand, that I would pick last night, so the name of my dog, I want to name my dog Love, you know? And love is in all beings. It is, and we just have to learn how to tap into it. And I want to quote, in here it says, love is everywhere. It's between all your thoughts. It is there in the quietness you find while alone. It's beyond cultural customs that fills your day with scurrying about to achieve or collect things to fill an illusionary void. And it goes on to say that I had learned, and this is a quote from her, I had learned that love is an inside job. You look in the wrong place if you look outside yourself for it. When you feel love for yourself, you subject yourself to it, and it's humbling. And I just love her words. She's brilliant, absolutely brilliant in her writing and her thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And, you know, a marriage is a good place for you to learn about yourself. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you're not married, there's ways to learn about yourself in other close relationships. And so when you're in that close relationship, we're trained oftentimes to look for love from that person. And then sort of identify times when you're not getting it, and then you sort of blame that other person. And mm-hmm. really, that's backward. It's your number one priority to feel that love for yourself, and it's bigger than personal love. It's the love that you feel for yourself that is given to everybody and everything, but unless you feel it, you're not with it. You're with it because it's always being given. It's like well-being. It's like life. It's being given to us. But
right.
If you're thinking it's not there, if you're looking elsewhere for it, you create an illusionary gap between it and where you think it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. When you choose these, and we're going to, I don't want to not get to some of these, but I quickly want to ask you, because I don't want to run out of time on the clock, but when you pick the articles that you decide that are featured or on the cover, and some of them like Clearing Clutter, Being Humankind, which, by the way, I just bought that book, Humankind, and I think I saw it. It was featured in the Wellbeing Journal, was it not?
It was. That's a fantastic story.
Yeah, I can't wait to dig into it. I just got it in the mail, I think, a couple of days ago. I order books all the time off of Amazon, but I'm one of their best customers. But what is it that if you had to pick one thing that identifies each article that meets the criteria in order to get into the Well-Being Journal, what would it be?
That's a really super good question.
Thank you.
It would be what is going to lead me as a reader to feel there is well-being predominant in life.
Hmm. That's interesting. And you're always way ahead of the game you are. And the stuff that the writing is just a beautiful, it's everyone that knows the Well-Being Journal knows that it is just, it's the creme de la creme, really, of magazines out there, in my opinion, both in what the contents and the beauty of the magazine. It's, for me, I don't like things cluttered and messy, and it's just so beautifully done. I always have wanted to tell you that for years. But so let's move on to one of the next articles that we have here. So How Our Thoughts Control Our DNA by Bruce Lipton, PhD. Haven't had him on the show yet, but what's so special about this article? What are the points that you'd like our listeners to know about it?
Bruce Lipton is an amazing biologist. This article is actually put together from three different pieces that he wrote, and it was to focus on that when we're thinking, when we're feeling, our genetic material is listening, and so that in every one of our cells, he writes, we have genes whose function is to rewrite and adapt genes as necessary to the situation that we're in. So, for example, if you imagine that you're vulnerable to something that's going to cause an illness or a disease, you're actually setting up a kind of a fight or flight situation. Now, that's not to say do be careful. Do all the things that are good to do in terms of hygiene and you know, good thoughts and good nutrition to prevent illnesses or heal them. But at the same time, if you're thinking predominantly, I'm in danger, then you're in this fight and flight situation. And when you're in fight and flight, Bruce talks extensively about this. When you're in fight and flight, your cells do the same thing as if they're encountering a toxin in your body. And what it does is it gets your legs and arms ready to run away or fight. And when that's happening, it suppresses your immune system. So Bruce says, you know, in his article, the best thing, again, this ties in with Shannon's article. You really have to let that love in. You really have to let that well-being in. You have to focus your mind and your thoughts. It's not a sort of a passive thing. It's not sort of like, I'll just get on with my day here. It's like, you really need to focus. I mean, we live in a world that's got a lot of complexities in it. And so you really need to focus and love yourself enough to focus on what am I thinking and what am I feeling?
Right. Well, and the thing that I love about this article is it does focus on be conscious of what you think. You know, that's so important because you become what you think. You really do become what you think. And he adds that a minimum of 1/3 and up to 2/3 of all positive medical interventions are due to the placebo effect, an expression of the real power of mind over matter. And it's, again, another incredible article. We've got just about 4 minutes, so I want to quickly touch on these other three that we were supposed to talk about today. Okay, Parenting Your Body by Melissa Maline, LMT and CPT. What is that article about, Parenting Your Body?
Well, Melissa's point of view is, and she's quite good. Melissa Milne is her name, and she's quite good.
Oh.
She's a personal trainer. She's a massage therapist. She's done all kinds of trainings, and worked on many, many people. But we were looking at just basically the sitting, and so probably you are and Ronaldo are sitting right now, and probably the majority of your listeners are sitting, and including myself. And so, but what she has found, and you've heard of this before, is that our hamstrings stay lengthened when we're sitting, and our quadriceps stay shortened or shorten up. So what happens is she wants you to parent your body. In other words, how long have you been sitting, and how do your quadriceps feel, and how do your hamstrings feel, and do you need stretch? Do you need to stretch your quadriceps? Do you need to foam roll them? Do you need to strengthen your hamstrings in order to get them to stop pulling on your pelvis stop pulling on the ligaments that, you know, connect your sacroiliac joint and all that, and the pain that you're getting from perhaps sitting. And the older you get, of course, the worse that it can get, because if you're chronically sitting through the years, then it really creeps up on you.
Yeah. Well, again, another fascinating article. I can't say it enough. Like, the writing and the content of the Wellbeing Journal is just off the charts, and it always has been. Okay, we've got two more to discuss quickly, and then we're going to go to break. But The Healing Power of Silence and Solitude by Susan Smith Jones, again, another PhD. What is that article about? I mean, it is kind of self-explanatory, but what makes it so special that it made it into this issue?
Well, again, Susan is an amazing author, and she's written for us before. And so at this time that we're going through, you know, it just seemed like a very good article to publish. Actually, we republished it because we had published it about 10 years ago, and Susan let us do it again. But, yeah, it's about taking that, and really it ties together with Bruce Lipton's article and Shannon McRae's article, because it's almost a theme, which we didn't plan for, but is that taking time for yourself and taking solitude is something very few of us do regularly, and yet it's probably the most important thing each one of us can do every day, is stop the activity, start out your day that way, stop your activity middle day. Just, we know nurses, for example, who will, they're so busy in the hospitals, they'll go into a closet to get that solitude and take some time to get back into the healing space. So you can do that in your own home. Susan writes about this. You can do it in your own home. You can do it wherever you are. You can find spaces to take that silence and solitude. It doesn't need to be in a park or at the oceanside.
Yeah, my mother used to lock the bedroom door to her room when she needed to be alone. I remember as a child, she knew mom's taking a time out, leave her alone. And sometimes she would put music on, or sometimes she would just sing real loud. But I think it's so critical for all of us to get our silence and solitude, for sure, and especially if you can, out in nature. Okay, and so the last article here that we're covering, Release Your Shoulds by Samantha Acton. So what is this article about? And I see it. She's written a book too, Fuel Your Fire.
Yes, it's an excerpt from her book, actually. It's a short little article. But, you know, a long time ago, a friend of ours said, "You just should it on yourself," because one of us said, "I should have done this." And Samantha's point of view was right along those same lines, and it was, you know, you could say instead of "You should have done that," you could say, "You know, I can't do that."
Yeah.
It's sort of like taking yourself into the future positively.
Wow. Well, I'm going to order the book, Fuel Your Fire. And it's so great to have you on the air today. And I think it's decided. And I didn't even know that this would happen. But I definitely, my new dog, I'm keeping him. And I'm naming him Love.
Awesome.
Isn't that cute? I like it. I always call him Lovey because I like to put Y's on the end. But Love is going to be his name. And I love it. Don't you love it, Scott?
But, you know, yes, and I think he will love it.
Well, I'll send you some pictures, or I'll put some out on Instagram today to officially mark his new name. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. I enjoy talking with you. Can't wait to have you jump on the air again with us, and we'll cover the whole issue, the summer issue of 2020. I encourage everybody to go out there and pick up a copy. You can find it at, I saw it at Central Market yesterday. You can also get it at Natural Grocer, and I think they even carry it at Sprouts as well. But you probably know more than me. Where can we get it, Scott?
All of those places. And you know what? If your listener would like to, if you do wellbeingjournal.com on the internet and then put /free-edition, they can download a free sample issue of the journal.
Oh, nice. Well, again, you always knock the ball out of the park. You do every issue that you've done for years, and I just thank you for all your hard work, and I thank you for jumping on the air with us today. It's been our pleasure.
Oh, it's absolutely been my pleasure, Brenda. Thank you so much.
Okay, I will look forward to chatting with you soon. Take care.
You too.
Okay. All right, everyone. We've got Sean Wells coming up. Yep, we're going to be talking about keto and the coronavirus, so stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think
think about the girl you love and hold her tight, so happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together.
Bernadette, continuing on with Sean Wells, we're talking about MCT oil and the ketogenic diet. Sean Wells is a Master of Public Health, LDN, registered dietitian, and a fellow of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. His website is seanwells.com or Instagram at ingredientologist, and he's world-renowned as a thought leader on mitochondrial health, along with a lot of other things, but I want to get to the content so we don't run out of time. Sean, we've got about 4 minutes. So we were talking about MCT oils. Why are MCTs used on the ketogenic diet?
You know, they can actually be used for non-keto dieters, too. Like, you are actually fasting when you're sleeping, and a lot of people are doing that kind of bulletproof-style coffee in the morning with a high-fat source. You can either add butter or heavy cream. But one of the things I would recommend adding to your coffee in the morning is MCTs. MCTs actually improve flavor. They're used as a flavor enhancer. And you can find them in natural sources like coconut oil or palm oil, but they're much more concentrated when you buy an MCT oil. MCTs naturally create ketones. And so if you're on a ketogenic diet, it's going to kind of push you deeper into ketosis. But if you're not on a ketogenic diet, what it will do is it'll suppress blood glucose. And then, you know, if you're type 2 diabetic or borderline, you'll get energy from that, but you'll get additional energy from just having ketones for your brain. So instead of starting the morning with sugar and lots of caffeine and all these kinds of things, you can start your morning with MCTs, this healthy fat that helps burn fat, lower appetite, improve cognition, and lower blood glucose.
Yeah, they're extremely beneficial. And, of course, I can hear people out there going, wait a minute, doesn't fat make you fat? Okay, so my next question was, are MCTs good for weight loss? So let's talk about that real quick. We've got about 2 minutes.
I love this question. We were raised,
I know you do,
that you and I, that do believe that you are what you eat.
Yep.
And it is not true. What is true is you burn what you eat. If you eat a lot of sugar, you will become efficient at burning sugar. If you eat a lot of protein, you get good at oxidizing protein and turning that into glucose. If you eat a lot of fats without eating a lot of carbohydrate, especially high glycemic carbohydrate, I will throw that clause in there. If you're eating high fat, you will become efficient at burning fat for fuel.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, okay, we've got about a minute. What's the difference between MCT powder and MCT oil?
So the powder is just taking the oil and finding a way to what they call powderize it or plate it on something. So they'll usually add it to like a fiber source or like a plant protein, tapioca fiber, pea protein is a lot of what gets done. And then it's convenient to take with you to throw in it, like your protein shake or whatever. And it's just, and you can also cook with it very easily. It's just less messy and easy to take with you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good to be on the air with you. Hope you can jump on more often. I know you've been busy educating all over the world, but I appreciate you jumping on the air with us again today, Sean. Hopefully we can talk again soon.
Thanks, Bernadette.
Yeah, thanks, Sean Wells, everyone. His website is seanwells.com or on Instagram at ingredientologist. Everyone, thank you for listening. Get out there today and seize this day while you may. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Make it a great day.